This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, May 10th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.
Support for KUAF comes from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, hosting the Hudson River School, Nature and the American Vision, featuring landscape paintings depicting a time of exploration and growth in American history. This exhibition, organized by the New York Historical Society, will be on view through September 3rd. Timed reserve tickets are available online at crystalbridges.org or 418-5700.
Ahead on Ozarks, trying to figure out what triggers conservative or liberal thoughts, plus the scratchboard art of Linda Sheets. Her work can be seen around the country.
And our regular weekly conversation with Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com is ahead as well. First, other items of note for this Thursday. A new facility dedicated to care for homeless veterans is open in Fort Smith. The Buddy Smith Home was formally dedicated this morning and is part of the Next Day Room complex. Designed to help military veterans without permanent shelter, the 5,000-square-foot building was constructed with money provided by community block grants administered by the City of Fort Smith, an affordable housing grant from the Federal Home Loan Bank of Dallas, and a donation from the family of Ralph T. Buddy Smith, a veteran of the Army Air Corps. Next Day Room officials say about 18% of local veterans are facing homelessness issues.
Senator Mark Breyer of Arkansas says he continues hearing from constituents who are concerned about a possible increase in student loan rates by July 1st. A filibuster by Senate Republicans this week blocked a proposal by Democrats to extend low rates on federally subsidized loans. If lawmakers can't make a deal, then analysts say interest rates on student loans would double from 3.4% to 6.8%. Breyer says there is agreement that something must be done.
There's about $1 trillion in student loans out there right now. This change in interest rate could affect 67,000 Arkansas students alone. There's about 8 million students nationwide that it could impact. So this is important. We need to do this. The question is, how do we find the offset or the pay for this? And there's a difference of opinion on that that's being worked on right now behind the scenes.
Breyer says in the next couple of days, a bipartisan consensus may be reached on how to pay for this proposal's estimated $6 billion cost over the next year.
May is National Foster Care Month, and the Arkansas Department of Human Services is encouraging more families and individuals to consider becoming foster parents. In 2011, a total of 8,000 children moved through the state's foster care system, with an estimated 4,200 currently enrolled at any given time. And that number is increasing. According to Amy Webb, a spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Human Services, the state has about 1,700 foster homes in the state.
Well, we are always looking for qualified foster parents. We always need more because ultimately what we would like to do is keep children in their home communities. You know, we know it's traumatic for a child to be removed from their home, even if it's for their own safety. And so if we could minimize the trauma that they have coming into the system by keeping them in their home communities, keeping them with their siblings, then we think that would really benefit the children. But in order to do that, we need plenty of foster homes in, you know, each county. And then we also need foster homes that are willing to take in older youth and also sibling groups.
Foster parents are reimbursed for boarding, clothing, and feeding costs. Webb suggests researching fosterarkansas.org to learn more.
Supporters of an initiative to place the sale of alcoholic beverages on the ballot in Benton County are planning a massive one-stop petition signing drive this weekend. The drive-up sign-up is a final push to get enough signatures to place the question in front of voters this fall. Organizers say residents will be able to drive into a line and sign petitions from their car. Locations have been set up in Rogers, Siloam Springs, Bella Vista, and Bentonville. About 40,000 ballot signatures must be collected, and supporters say they have about 35,000 now. Benton County has been a dry county since the mid-1940s.